Good morning. Job chapter 29. Let's pray first. Father, we thank you for this day and thank you for the opportunity to gather together again and pray for all the brothers and sisters around the world and help us to do what's right so we see you. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Job chapter 29, verse 1. Job's father continued his discourse and said, "Oh, that it was as in months past, as in days when God watched over me, when his lamp shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, just as I was in the days of my prime, when the friendly discourse of God was over my tent, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were around me, when my steps were bathed in green, when the rock poured out rivers of oil for me, when I went out to the gate by the city, when I took my seat at the open square, the young men saw me and hid. The aged arose and stood. The princes refrained from talking and put their hand to their mouth. The voice of nobles was hushed, and their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard, then it blessed me. When the eye saw, then it approved me. Because I delivered the poor who cried out, the fatherless, and the one who had no help. The blessing of a perishing man came upon me. And I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My justice was like a robe and a turban. I was eyes to the blind, and I was feet to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and I searched out the case that I did not know. I broke the fangs of the wicked. I plucked the victim from his teeth. Then I said, I shall die in my nest and multiply my days as the sand. My roots is spread out to the waters, and the dew lies all night on my branch. My glory is fresh within me, and my bow is renewed in my hand. Men listened to me and waited and kept silent for me, for my counsel. After my words, they did not speak again, and my speech settled on them as dew. They wait up for me as for rain, and they opened their mouths wide as for the spring rain. If I mocked at them, they did not believe it. And the light of my countenance, they did not cast down. I chose the way for them and sat as a chief. I dwelt as a king in the army, as one who comforts mourners." All right, you got any questions? Okay, I'm going to do a little bit of review work this morning. How many of you memorize verses or remember verses or way to find about divorce and remarriage? Anyone else?
Mark 10, verse 11
and 12.
Okay. Matthew 5:32.
All right. You got another one? 1999. Okay. Let's see. How about the tongue? Any of you remember that one?
James 1:5.
1:5? James 1. Any others? James 1:5. Are you thinking a different one? If anyone of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. He who gives. Okay. Wrath of God, yeah. Any of you bring your own will? What? Okay. Go around this way and turn around and go back up that. So, Matthew's last.
Wisdom chapter 1, verse 27. This one says, the wisdom is a loving spirit and will not acquit a blasphemy of the Lord. For God is witness of his ways and it will be over of his heart and of the ear of his tongue. For the spirit of the Lord loves the Lord. which contains all female knowledge of the voice. That's from chapter 6, verse 12. Wisdom is glorious and never faded away. Yet she is easily seen on them that love her and found her such a seeker. For the very beginning of her is the desire of discipline, and the care of discipline is love. And love is the keeping of the laws, and the giving heed unto her laws is the assurance of incorruption. And incorruption maketh us near unto God, and therefore the desire of discipline is to achieve them.
Proverbs 28. The rising heart will be still. Proverbs 28. The rising heart will receive command, but a hurting soul will be born.
Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is a principal thing, therefore get wisdom and with all thy getting, get understanding.
James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men in liberty and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him.
James 3:13. Who is wise among you, let him show by good conduct that his work is to meet
of 1 Corinthians 1:20-21. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the deceiver of the sage? Had not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since when the wisdom of God awoke through wisdom did not know God, if he suffers the foolishness of the men, they preach to save those who believe.
Proverbs 16:16-17. Is it not better to get wisdom in gold and get understanding rather than be chosen in silver? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that eats his way preserves his soul.
Proverbs 13:1. A wise son hears his father's instruction, but a fool, but his scorner despises wisdom and instruction. James 1:5. Let if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it shall be given to him.
David behaved himself wise. David behaved himself wisely.
James 1:18-19. wisdom and bow thy ear unto my understanding.
Okay, let's see. Next week I'm going to need to memorize a song, Standing by a Purpose Tree, number 113, Dare to be a Daniel, you might remember better. And you might want to think about what the song says. It says, one part of it, many giants great and tall stalking through the land, headlong to the earth would fall to met by Daniel's day. Might mean for you not to be mad, that's your giant, or not to tease, or something like that. So, Dare to be a Daniel could play out as if you're over by your friend's house, or your friends come over and they're out chasing the dust or something and throwing sticks at them, and you just say, no, we can't do that. So, that's a song I want you all to memorize. You go back to your seat.